Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day.
Every song I sing, I'll sing to you, and I hope I can bring you a smile or two.
Dennis Day is brought to you by Palmolive Soap and Palmolive Shave Cream. Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Palmolive Shave Cream for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave. With Barbara Eiler, B. Benaderet, Dick Trout, Charles Dance in the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and stars our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Here's Dennis to sing Look Up.
Look up, look up, when everything's looking down. Whenever you're low, let everything go. Come out of that gloomy frown. Look up. Look up, whenever those clouds are gray, it's gonna be fun whenever that sun stops taking those clouds away. There's no room for old man gloom, so shake him. You're bound to take him. Just try a smile or two, but whatever you do, look up. Look up, don't ever give up the fight. When everything's wrong, it's never too long till everything turns out right. So whatever you do, look up. Look up, look up. Don't ever give up the fight. When everything's wrong, it's never too long till everything turns out right. So whatever you do,
shave with a lather or brushless shave cream. Palmolive Shave Cream comes both ways, and whichever method you use, you'll find the new Palmolive Shave Cream way to shave means more comfortable, actually smoother shave for three men out of every four. Yes, three men out of every four get more comfortable, actually smoother shave the Palmolive Shave Cream way. It's a fact, men, not a promise. 2,548 men tried the new Palmolive way to shave, and no matter how they shaved before, 79% found beards cut easier, 75% less razor pull, 69% closer shaves, 80% smoother feeling skin, and 3 out of every 4 got more comfortable, actually smoother shaves. Just get Palmolive Shave Cream, either brushless or lather, and do this. Wash your face with soap and water. Rinse, then soap face thoroughly again. Do not rinse. Work Palmolive Shave Cream upward into beard to get the full benefit of Palmolive Shave Cream's beard conditioning effect. Then shave. That's all. But remember, Palmolive Shave Cream, either brushless or lather, offers proof of more comfortable, actually smoother shave for three men out of every four. An individual, it doesn't take him very long to figure out whether you're worth the salary he pays you. Whereas if you're employed by a partnership, it takes a little longer to be fired because you have to convince two people you're no good. But if you're working for the government and your salary comes from millions of taxpayers, it might take years for them all to get wise to you. Which is the logic that convinced our young hero Dennis Day he belongs in a civil service job. So, when this morning's paper announced that examinations were being held at the city hall today, he immediately decided to talk it over with his girlfriend, Mildred.
A civil service job, Dennis? Well, I don't know.
Oh, I tell you, it's the only kind of a job to have, Mildred. Something steady. Take old man Clancy down the street. He was a technician with the Department of Sanitation for over 20 years.
Oh, really? Well, he must have been a pretty valuable technician.
Oh, I'll say he was. Believe me, it was goodbye jerk when Clancy lowered the broom.
But, Dennis, would you want that sort of job?
Well, why not? I want the people of this town to look at me and say, by George, there's no flies on that boy. And if I get a job... Gee, a job like that might not do it, huh?
I hardly think so.
Well, there's plenty of other good civil service jobs open. Here, just look at that list in the paper, and you'll find that...
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Good morning, children. Hey, what's so interesting in the paper there?
Oh, we're looking at the civil service list, Mr. Anderson.
Yes, Dennis wants to go down and take an examination.
Really?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when I was a young man, I too thought I'd become a servant of the people.
Yeah?
But then I married Pupsy and became hers instead.
Daddy, Dennis hasn't done any studying or anything, and those examinations are usually pretty difficult.
Oh, he'll get by, especially if he mentions his war record. They're very partial to ex-servicemen, and Dennis was in the Navy.
Oh, gee, that's right. And Dennis, didn't you tell me your stuff, the Admiral took a shine to you?
Oh, I think you misunderstood me, Mildred. I said whenever he wanted one, he took his shoes to me.
My, that wasn't a very important war job, was it?
All I know is 4S used to sneer at me.
Well, you wouldn't necessarily have to stick to the exact truth. Now, if the subject of your place in the war effort comes up, you can exaggerate a little.
Okay, I'll tell him the Admiral shined my shoes.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, don't worry, I'll get something. See you later. I'm off to the city hall.
I'll go to the front door with you, Dennis.
I'll be your Zane, my boy.
Thanks. I got a feeling I'm going to need it, too.
Let's see now. I better get to my own work. Well, what'll I do first? Sew the ruffles on the bedroom curtains or put the wash in the bin? Oh, well, Hi, Bunny Fur. What is it?
The newspaper's right there on the table. Didn't you see page one?
Huh? Well, no, I... Oh, my goodness gracious. Mrs. Clara Anderson nominated to run for state assemblywoman on reform ticket. Pupsy!
Yes, and Luke, there's my picture right on the front page.
Isn't that rather daring if you're after votes?
What?
Well, I mean, newspaper pictures are so bad, Pupsy, that they don't bring out your true beauty.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Sure, I know how to handle myself.
Well, of course, I'm not elected yet, but I'm going to try awfully hard, and that's what I want to talk to you about. You see, you're the husband of a public figure now, and you've got to behave accordingly.
Oh, yes, of course, Pupsy, yes.
You're not to be seen smoking or drinking. No gambling of any kind. No poker games. No burlesque shows. You understand the impression I want to create.
Oh, sure. You want people to think I died, but you love me too much to bury me.
I want no levity. I am going to be an assemblywoman. Understand?
Yes, little gravy train.
I tell you, I'm worried, Frank. Did you see who that darn reform party's running for state assembly? Here's a picture of their candidate on the front page.
This? I thought they were going to run a woman.
That is a woman. Mrs. Clara Anderson. And she's got plenty of backing.
Yes, it takes up practically the whole picture.
And who are we picking to run against it?
Oh, that's the problem. We've got to find a candidate to beat this Anderson woman. We need someone who won't catch on to what we're pulling in that assembly. Somebody really honest and really stupid.
Well, if he's the first, naturally he's the second.
Now, I'll help you figure somebody out in a minute, Chief. There's a young fellow in my office waiting to take a civil service exam.
Well, get rid of him in a hurry, will you? I'm expecting a call from the governor. And he'll want to know who our man is.
You're right.
Well, I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, young man.
Oh, I didn't mind.
Good. I'm a little pressed for time, so I'll have to give you an oral or verbal examination.
Oh, that's okay. Either one's all right with me.
Thank you. And name, please?
Dennis Day.
And state of birth?
Jacob.
what state of the Union were you born in?
New York and New Jersey.
New York and New Jersey?
Yeah, Daddy's car ran out of gas in the middle of the Holland Tunnel.
Very interesting. Now, what party are you affiliated with at present?
Mildred Anderson.
Ooh, I just knew if I kept wading through the normal ones, I'd finally find one like you. And to think I nearly took today off to play golf. Now, what's your occupation, Mr. Day?
Looking for work.
No. When you are working, what do you do?
Stop looking.
You don't say. Mr. Day, all I'm trying to find out is what sort of work you think you may be qualified for here.
Oh, well, what kind of jobs do you have open?
Well, I have the alphabetical list right here. Let's see. Here's agriculturist. Have you ever done any growing, Mr. Day?
Oh, naturally, I wouldn't know it was this size.
Oh, you dog, you. And we also have an opening for an aviation mechanic. You know anything about airplanes, Mr. Day?
Oh, sure. I flew my own plane for a long time, but then I gave it up.
This time, let me guess. The rubber band broke, huh?
Gee, how did you know?
You think I don't know a pattern when I see one? Now then, here's another.
Oh, Frank. Frank, the governor's on the phone. He's fuming because we don't have a candidate. What do I say?
Well, how do I... Wait a minute. What am I talking about? There's your candidate.
Where?
Right there.
Huh?
And remember what we said we needed? He's in spades. Him? But can he get both? Well, I don't know. Let's see. Young man, were you in the war?
Oh, you bet. And what's more, I was on our side.
Well, bully for us. But did you do anything really big in the service? You know, heroic.
Oh, no, sir. I was just... I mean, sure. I once captured a whole German submarine single-handed.
You what?
Sure. There I was on my PT boat, see? I could hear the U-boat commander talking on my radar. Achtung, Kriegsstation! Machen Sie fertig! Kapitel Nummer 1! Ein Schnucken! Ein Puppen! Well, it's true, Mildred. It's like a dream. I'm going to run for state assemblyman.
What?
Sure. And I got a wonderful chance, too. My opponent is just some frowsy old bat who... Oh, hello, Mr. Dan.
Hello.
Did you hear the news? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it just marvelous?
I have some news for you, too, Dennis.
Yeah?
Your opponent happens to be me.
You?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know, Mrs. Anderson. Honest, they just said it was an old bat. They didn't say which one. Gee, I'll resign right away. I'll just drop right out of the race.
You do nothing of the kind. Huh? I just have the world's most brilliant idea.
How's that for a speech, huh, Mildred? When your mother tells me to go out and lose votes or else, I really lose them, don't I?
Well, you actually told the Affiliated Labor Union you were in favor of the 24-hour day and the 7-day week?
Sure. And then I got him really mad. I told him Monel Lewis's eyebrows were falsies.
Well, that should certainly take care of the labor vote.
Oh, when you hear how I got rid of the women's vote. I said, members of the Weaverville Ladies Club, if I am elected, I will outlaw girdles, fake eyelashes, lipstick, powder, and rouge. It's about time us men can see what we're getting before we got it.
Good God!
Next, I took care of the men. Gentlemen, I said, we men have had the upper hand long enough. For years, we've made the women do the housework and have the babies. When I'm elected, we men will take over the housework immediately. The other problem, of course, may take a little working out.
Mother ought to be
be very happy with those
conditions. Oh, I'll say. This election will be held in Texas. Your mother could beat me now without a single guitar lesson. She's a cinch. I haven't got a chance to...
You, Dennis Day, you.
Huh?
Look at this paper.
Oh, my goodness. Dennis Day bandwagon rolls towards certain victory.
I don't understand. Those speeches I made...
That's just the trouble. They printed your speech to the men on the women's page. Your speech to the women in the sports section. And your speech to labor in the Wall Street Journal. Now everybody's behind you.
Holy smoke.
And that isn't the worst of it. Not one public opinion poll has picked you to win.
I'm a cinch.
This is my last warning, young man. If you win this election, so help me, you'll be the most disassembled assemblyman ever assembled in an assembly. And I mean every word of it.
Oh, Mildred, what do I do now?
You're going to lose that election, and today.
What? But how?
Look, you're supposed to make a speech at the Civic Auditorium this afternoon, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get up and pretend you're so drunk you can't see straight. Then they'll never elect you.
But, Mildred, I don't know how to act like a drunk. The strongest drink I ever had in my life was one glass of half and half.
Half and half?
Yeah, half Coke and half yummy yogurt.
But people would think you drank if they found the evidence on the stand right in front of you, wouldn't they?
Huh?
Listen, we'll go out and get some hard cider,
Yeah. Slice
some lemons in it, and it'll look just like iced tea. And everybody will think you fixed it that way to avoid suspicion.
Gosh.
When they find out what it really is, goodbye election.
Yeah, and my reputation, too. Can you imagine? Hereafter, I'll be known as the Phil Harris of Weaverville. Oh, well, it's my only chance. Come on. It does look like iced tea, doesn't it?
Sure. And when they find out it's really hard cider, you won't get a vote in the whole...
Oh, I'll get it. Yes?
Hello, I'm Katz on the bugle.
Oh, really? I'm pretty solid on the ukulele.
I mean, I'm a reporter, Bud. Mrs. Anderson home?
Oh, I don't know.
Here she is, Mr. Katz.
Oh, are you the reporter from the Bugle?
Why, yes, ma'am. My editor says you have a new slant for an interview.
I certainly have. This is my opponent, Dennis Day. I want you to ask us both questions on the same subject and publish our answers. I think it should just about settle the election.
But, Mr. Danson, I got to get over to the auditorium.
It will only take a minute. We'll sit right here at the table, and then we'll... Oh, how nice! A pitcher of iced tea.
Oh, wait, Danson.
Just mind your business, Mr. Day. All right, Mr. Katz, you may proceed with the interview. Oh, do have some iced tea first, though. It's delicious.
No, thank you. All right, we'll start with you, Mr. Day.
Mr. Danson, you better stop drinking that iced
tea. Pay attention to the man, Mr. Day. You're being interviewed.
Yes, and do try to relax a little, Mr. Day. I've never seen a candidate so stiff.
Just stick around, brother.
Tell me, Mr. Day, what do you think of the recent proposal to have parking meters in the downtown shopping area?
I think it's ridiculous.
You do? Why?
Why let meters park there when there isn't even enough room for the cars?
You sure said something that time, and I wish I knew what. Well, let's hear what you have to say on the subject, Mrs. Anderson. I see you've been sitting there quietly, sipping your iced tea and smiling to yourself. Well, Mrs. Anderson, what's your opinion? How's that?
I beg your pardon. Did you ask me something?
Yes, about the proposal to install parking meters on Main Street.
Oh, yes. Well, as you would find by examining my record, it was I who first proposed to install parking meters on Main Street. That is of, string markers on Peter's Peak.
I beg your pardon.
I'm so sorry. I meant to say I'm strongly in Maine of parking at installation. think it's a crummy idea. better have some more iced tea.
Got a frog in my throat. Mr. Edison, quick, grab that tea away from her.
Huh?
Hurry, one more, and that frog is going to be able to lick its weight in Wildcat.
What on earth do you...
Just grab it, that's all. Good, that's it.
You'll have to be quieter, Mr. Day, or I warn you, I shall put you and your twin brother out of this house.
Twin brother, are you crazy?
Naturally, you defend him. The two of you do. That's the trouble with this town. Too many sneaky people. Can't bust them. They come in the middle of the night and move your house down to the carnival.
They don't do anything like that, Mrs. Anderson.
Don't lie to me. This house is on a merry-go-round right now.
Holy Jehoshaphat, this dame can't.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
Boy, what a story for the latest engine.
Hey, Mr. Wick, you got an election. One candidate an alcoholic and the other one anonymous.
Locked up, and I'm getting out of here.
Oh, my head.
What? Try to stop you from drinking that tea, Mrs. Anderson. Boy, your orange pico to the ears.
Huh?
Those tea leaves were 86 proof.
You mean... Yeah. Oh, when I sober up, Dennis Day, will I give you a hangover?
Oh, Dennis, no, please.
My chances for the election ruined. A splitting headache. Herbert, bring me a glass of water. Herbert, didn't you hear me? I said bring me a glass of water.
Oh, go soak your head.
What?
You heard me. Brother, this is what I call iced tea. Yoo-hoo! Let's roll out the barrel.
Here's wonderful news, ladies. Wonderful, wonderful news. Now there's something thrillingly new in Palmolive Soap's famous beauty lather. Yes, something thrillingly new. Palmolive's famous beauty lather now brings you new fragrance, new charm, new allure.
Millions of women will prefer beauty lather, Palmolive, over all other leading toilet soaps the minute they try it. For Palmolive Soap's famous beauty lather now has a new, clean, flower-fresh fragrance for new allure. New charm.
So, ladies, forget all other beauty care and use Palmolive soap the way doctors advise for a lovelier complexion. Just stop improper cleansing and instead wash your face with Palmolive soap 3 times a day, massaging Palmolive's wonderful beauty lather onto your skin for 60 seconds each time to get its full beautifying effect. Then rinse. That's all. All types of skin, young, older, oily, respond to it quickly. Don't wait another day to try Palmolive's beauty lather. You'll be thrilled by its new fragrance, new charm, new allure. Thrilled again by the fresher, brighter complexion, doctors prove may soon be yours.
For new loveliness all over, use big bath-sized Palmolive in tub or shower.
And now, in observance of the coming Easter morning, here's Dennis to sing The Holy City.
Last night I lay a-sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem, beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought a voice of angels from heaven answering. Oh!
Permit your child to enjoy the great American privilege of an early religious education by sending them there. Good night, everybody, and happy Easter.
Tonight, children are much lovelier. Your hair can look after a Luster Cream shampoo. Only Luster Cream brings you Kay Dumit's Magic Blend. Glamorizes your hair as you wash it. Yes, tonight, you can be a
dream girl.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.